Let's look at the MVP of pitchers. What about Cy Young? I'll just throw mine out there. It's not anything special, but I mean, I think Max Fried is by far the best pitcher on this staff. He's proven it. He's not only got the talent, but he's got the experience to show for it. He's kind of done it. So, I mean, he's my clear Cy Young.
So, Joe, I left my Cy Young blank because I think that is going to be the area the Braves take the biggest step back this season. Is starting pitching.
Yeah.
I think Alex Anthopoulos is going to regret not going to get a starting pitcher in this offseason because you look at the names and you go, well, I think all of these guys can perform. I don't think there is a Cy Young candidate on this team. And I know, like, you talk about, well, look at what Max Fried did. No, I think really solid starting pitcher, and not that he is not going to be very good this year. But there's just a different level you have to be a part of that conversation. And I don't think in the National League, I don't think anyone is going to be a part of that. I'm actually willing to go in a very different direction when it comes to making some bold predictions, especially when it has to do with starting pitching. I think by the time we reach August, I think Tucker Davidson is going to be the third best pitcher on this staff.
Tucker Stan.
I've been there since last year. I think I had it cooled off just a bit once again of you know, expectations or what people thought necessarily were going to happen versus what played out. However, I just look at the guy's confidence and what he's been able to do. You know, what have you done for me lately sort of thing. Yeah, I don't think the Braves have a Cy Young candidate, but I do think they have a guy who is very quickly rising up the ranks, and Tucker Davidson is going to be that number three by the time we reach August.
I'm with you, and I would say even more broadly, just on the, I love the potential in the bottom half of this rotation with a guy like Tucker Davidson. Yeah. We've seen really good things from Kyle Wright this spring, which is really encouraging, because if he can fulfill his potential, then he could be a massive player for this team. I mean, we've been so frustrated with Kyle Wright for years, but the reason we've been so frustrated and he's kind of become such a point of contention for Braves fans is because everybody knows how good he can possibly be. And if he can realize that, then that would be huge. And again, we saw a glimpse of what Waskar Yanoa can be as well. So there's a lot of talent. I'm kind of with you in terms of, like, I'm lower on, like, Ian Anderson, Charlie Morton this year in terms of what their production numbers. Yep. And I'm higher on some of these guys to overperform that are on the bottom half of this rotation. And then I will say, I do still expect, I don't know if it's going to happen before opening day. I thought it might happen before opening day. But I do think we are almost certain to see this team trade for a starting pitcher at some point this season.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think it's going to be now because it hasn't happened. I think we're looking at closer to the trade deadline, especially once they know how some of these guys end up.
Exactly.
Because there are so many names. That you've reached a point where, you know, you've shown your cards on just about everybody. Now it's see how they perform and then trade for a guy and give up whatever assets you might need to, or go bargain shopping once again, because that's worked in the past for Alex Anthopoulos.